work for someone. But I don't know how many would hire you with a fresh master's license and straight from engineering with no experience as a deck officer. Besides that, any of the big companies will be wanting contracts like this one soon. There's a better option for you. I know you hardly spend any chips. I hope that means you've been saving it up, not sending it off to support some cult or something. You've been working your engineer ticket for what, 10 years? If you've been saving like that the whole time, then maybe it's time you got your own ship.
Anna Ilu was dumbfounded. Sure, that had been her plan when she started out, but that had been so long ago. What had it been, 10 years? It had taken her long years of work to save up money sufficient to buy even the cheapest, least reliable used ship. That hadn't been sufficient for Anna Ilu. She'd heard enough stories of captains who lost their ships because they'd had one bad break and couldn't recover from it. Saving more money would allow her to buy a better ship. She had been very well compensated in this berth, because aboard the MS Sunset Beach, she'd been single-handedly doing the work of 3 or 4 engineers. Aside from all that, she respected the rest of the crew, and they respected her. Like the captain had mentioned, Anna Ilu had kept studying for the license exam. That had been enough for her. Now she realized she hadn't thought seriously about it for some time. That didn't bother Anna Ilu. Her loyalty to the crew of the MS Sunset Beach had been more important. She really would have stayed on, except for this new contract. It would have tied her down more than she was willing to accept. So, now she was free. But now that she was free, what was stopping her from buying her own ship?
Not a thing.
She finally gathered her thoughts enough to reply to Captain Folsom. I really could, couldn't I? He looked relieved.
Well, that's great, then. You're in the best place to do it, too. We're in the Outer Rim, and to be blunt, there are weirder-looking folks than you out here, so people out here are less likely to hold that against you. And there isn't a better place for buying ships out here than Doran. So, you go take that license exam today, and then meet us tonight at the local Captain's Guild for a farewell dinner. Would that be okay? I know you prefer to keep to yourself, but everyone on the Sunset has a lot of respect for you, and I know they'd like a chance to say goodbye.
Anna Ilu nodded. Yeah, okay.
And promise me you'll take that exam today, just as soon as you can.
All right, I'll do it. Once she'd taken her belongings to one of the transient crew hotels around the port, she kept her promise and headed to the Commerce Ministry to take the exam. The whole process took several hours. It included tests of knowledge related to ships and shipping, covering everything from spacer knowledge to interstellar commerce contracts to admiralty law. The exam finished with several simulated scenarios. Anna Ilu was surprised at how easy it was, at least compared to what she'd expected. She wondered if maybe she should have gone independent sooner, but she saw no point in worrying about what was past. After the exam was complete, she learned immediately that she had qualified. Though she was done, she wouldn't receive her license until the next morning. There were some final administrative checks they had to complete. As Anna Ilu was leaving the ministry building, a woman dressed in a loose-fitting yellow jumpsuit stopped her.
"Excuse me, can you tell me where to report a divergence?"
"What?"
"A divergence. Change. Change. What does it mean? Have to report it. I just can't seem to think."
Anna Ilu didn't know what she was talking about. The woman seemed to be confused. "Are you all right? Do you need help? Do you need a doctor?" The woman reacted in sudden fear.
"No, doctor."
As she said this, she backed away, turning to run while screaming,
"No hospital! No help!"
Anna Ilu stood there in shock. The guard rushed out of the ministry just before the woman disappeared around a corner. He looked at Anna Ilu.
"Are you okay? What'd you do to set her off?"
"What?" She just seemed confused, so I asked her if she needed any help. She just flipped out. The guard seemed relieved.
"That's okay, then. She comes around sometimes, but she won't cause any real problems. We call her Mad Clara."
"Shouldn't someone get her some help?" He sighed.
"There's nothing they could do but lock her up, but she wouldn't hurt a fly, and she doesn't bother anyone. I saw she came up to you. Don't know why. She's never that bold. She's pretty much a fixture here around the port. The folks in this neighborhood take care of her, so don't worry about that. If you see her again, I doubt she'll remember you."